All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Dr. Mark Cruz, the CEO of New Pacific Metals. And Mark, it's great to have you back again. How are you?
Hey, morning, Steve. I'm very well, thanks. Yeah, hopefully all's good with you too.
Yeah, everything is great. And you got some good news that you've got your environment and exploration permits in for your Carangas project. So just before we sort of get into the nuts and bolts, remind everyone a bit about Carangas and the area you're looking at.
Absolutely, Steve. So Carangas is a brand new project for New Pacific Metals. Just to recap for everyone, we are focused on discovering silver deposits in Bolivia. We acquired it about in April of this year, so very much new, and been pushing hard to get the permits in place, received them last week. And the nice thing, what that allows us to do is conduct an early stage drill test on the project. You know, why are we keen to do this? You know, it ticks a lot of boxes for us in that it was a former producing mineral district, mined during the colonial period. And so extensive workings there. At that time, they were chasing narrow, high-grade silver mineralized veins, probably over a kilogram silver. But really, as part of our due diligence, we kind of identified the potential for near-surface bulk tonnage targets as well. So I guess what we like about it is it gives us two opportunities, perhaps, to make a discovery. You know, the fact that it was a former producing district decreases our exploration risk, obviously. And then, you know, we've got our near surface bulk tonnage target. And then on top of that, we've got a narrower, higher grade target emerging as well on the property. So very excited to get the rigs turning on that one. And, obviously contingent on results, we'll continue to advance the project.
Yeah, so it's about 5,000 meters in total. And you mentioned, so I was reading the news release about four drill targets in total, but is that just sort of the start? Are you looking at some other things as well?
That will just be for the initial first pass drilling. Bulk of it will focus on what the area of what's called West Dome. I mean, the maps are on the website, but I'll encourage people to go there to take a look. And that was where most of the historic mining occurred. So really, you know, I would say of the kind of 5,000 meters, probably close to about 3,000, maybe a little bit more, will focus on that West Dome area. And then the secondary targets are the East Dome, which is a narrow high-grade target. And then after that, you know, certainly our working exploration thesis at the moment is we believe the system dips undercover. So, you know, perhaps we'll use geophysics, more drilling to chase it undercover if it still remains open. But I think the key thing to watch out for is let's get the initial drilling in, see what the assays come back with. And obviously we'll discuss those with our shareholders and, you know, what we're thinking about the project and then define future work programs from there.
Yeah. Mark, it's been so busy for the company over the last really 2 or 3 years. In fact, there's so much work that has been done and projects been advanced to certain stages. I'm just wondering, just as you sort of look here, as we hit sort of almost the midpoint of 2021, a little bit about what investors should be taking away from the company in general about the work that's being done and really the work that's yet to come.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's probably easy to kind of divide the company strategy into two. Our main focus always has been and remains on our flagship project, which is the silver sand. It's a brand new discovery only about a year ago. All in, it's got, you know, measured and indicated kind of silver resources about 156, 157 million ounces, got a smaller inferred. So for the second half of the year, we're focusing on continuing exploration at the deposit scale. So hopefully, you know, we think there's good potential to continue to increase that resource estimate. But fundamentally as well, we're going to be completing our advanced engineering study, our preliminary economic assessment, and that's scheduled for the end of the year. And that really will be key. So that will look at, you know, approximate cost to build a project, what are the opportunities to develop it, and what the process flow sheet may be. So in tandem with that, so that's the kind of main focus of the company. We are looking at other opportunities in Bolivia. We think it's grossly underexplored, certainly for silver mineralization and potentially bulk tonnage silver. So really, that's where we're testing our, you know, our earlier stage projects, but we were very excited about them nonetheless, like Carangas, and then hopefully towards the end of the year, our Silver Strike project as well. So key takeaway is very busy year, second half of the year for the company, lots of news flow, hopefully positive news flow. You know, we'll have to see what the exploration gods bring us. But in tandem with that, working on our advanced studies on our flagship project at Silver Sand as well.
All right. Well, it is going to be busy. That means you and I will be doing a lot of conversing together. So that's good news. Mark, good to see you again. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the opportunity.
Bye. All right. There's Mark Cruz, the CEO of New Pacific Metals.